Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu Sahanabhunaktu Sahiryankaravavahai तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 तदनेन प्रपंचनेन धर्माध्यासमुक्त्वा तस्य मूलं धर्म्याध्यासमाह तदनेन प्रपंचनेन धर्माध्यासमुक्त्वा नाउ वी हैव शोन दी धर्माध्यास धर्माध्यास मींस दी सुपरइंपोजिशन ऑफ एट्रिब्यूट्स ऑन दी सेल्फ नाउ दी रूट कॉज फॉर दैट Dharmadhyasa, the root cause for the superimposition of the attributes is the superimposition of the attributer itself. So, Dharmadhyasa maha, evam aham pratyenam, ashesha swaprachara sakshini, pratyagatmani adhyasya, tamcha pratyagatmanam sarvasakshinam tadviparyena antakkaranadi, అంతఃకరణాదిషు అధ్యస్యతి సో య ఏవం అహం ప్రత్యేనం ఆశేష అహం ప్రత్యేనం ఆశేష స్వప్రచార సాక్షిని అహం ప్రత్యేనం ప్రత్యయీనం ప్రత్యయీ వన్ హూ హాస్ ది ప్రత్యయ ఇస్ ప్రత్యయీ హూ హాస్ ది ప్రత్యయ దిస్ జీవ దిస్ మైండ్ దిస్ అంతఃకరణ విచ్ హాస్ ది ప్రత్యయ దిస్ జీవ that in the aham pratyenam that which has the I this thought function that mind in the saprachara sakshini in the sakshi means in the witness principle the self and pratyagatmani adhyasya which is the self in that he superimposes And tamcha pratyagatmanam sarvasakshinam and that pratyagatma, that self, which is the witness principle of everything, tad viparyena antakkaranadishu adhyasyati. He superimposes it on the antakkarana, etc. The antakkarana, the mind which has the I thought function, that he superimposes on the self, on the self which is the witness, and that self which is the witness, he superimposes on the antakarana which has the thought functions. Evam aham pratyenam. Aham pratyayo vittir vrittir yasmin antakaranado so ayam aham pratyayitam. This aham pratyaya, this I thought function, this I, this kind of thought function, that wherever happens, where will this thought function happen? Thought function will happen only in the mind, antakarana. So in the antakarana, etc. So I am aham pratyayi. That antakarana is what is referred to as aham pratyayi. Tam, that aham pratyayi, that mind, saprachara sakshini, antakarana prachara sakshini. That which is the cause for this antakarana to function. That whichever is the cause for this antakarana to function, that chaitanya, in that chaitanya, because antakarana is inert, it cannot function without a sentient backup. So, this sentient chaitanya, this sentient self is what makes the inert object, inert mind function. So, in that chaitanya udasinatabhyam, that mind, that self, which is not just sentient, it is udasina also, it is not disturbed by anything also, it is not associated with anything also, that kind of self, pratyagatmani adhyasya, he superimposes that mind, the thought function, with the mind with thought functions on the self. And because of this, tadanena kartrutva bhoktatve ovadite, because of this, he experiences the doership and the experiencership, that is what is proven. He experiences the doership and the experiencership because of the sentient mind superimposed on the insentient mind being associated superimposed on the pratyanam in the sakshini in the self pratyagatmani tamcha pratyagatmanam sarvasakshinam tadviparayena and that pratyagatma see when he superimposes the mind on the self then he experiences I am the experiencer, I am the doer, because they are all the thought functions, they are all the ideas, they are all the experience of the mind. So that he thinks to be himself. Now, tamcha pratyagatam, this pratyagatma, the self, he superimposes on the mind. What happens? Tad viparyena antakkarnadi, viparyena antakkarnadi, achetanam, tasya viparyaha, chaitanyam tena, itham bhuta lakshane tritiya, antakkarnadishu adhyasati, tadanena antakkarnadi, avachinnaha pratyagatma, idam, anidam, rupas chetanaha, karta, bhokta, karyakarana, avidya, dvaya, adharo, ahamkara, aspadam, samsari, sarvanartha, सर्वानर्थ संभार भाजनम जीवात्मा जीवात्मा इत्रेत्र अध्यास उपादानस तद उपादानश्च अध्यासः इति अनादि अनादित्वाद बीजांकुरवत् नेत्रे इत्र आश्रयत्वम् इति उक्तं भवति सो दिस नाउ ही सुपरइंपोसेस द अंतकरण the self on the antakkarana and antakkarana adi achetana tasya upariha chaitanyam tena antakkarana which is achetana inert on that he superimposes the chaitanyatva the self which is the sentiency so tena therefore to point out to this kind of thing itsam bhuta lakshane tritiya this third kaya this Itambhuta Lakshane is the Sutra of Panini. So, in that meaning, he has used this third case. Meaning, whatever is referred to in this Itambhuta Lakshane Tritiya, it is just a pointer. Like, there is this example which is given. Jatabhis tapasaha. You see a person who has a long matted hair. Now you see, you understand, oh, this person is a tapasvi. So he does penance. So this matted hair is the linga for his penance. So in the same way, this sentiency is superimposed on the inert antakarana, which gains the sentiency that anena because of that antakkarnadi avachinna pratyagatma the self is as though embodied by the antakkarna embodied by self embodied by antakkarna antakkarna avachinna chaitanya means jivatva it attains the state of jivanas idam anidam rupah chetanah karta bhokta so idam anidam rupah idam that pratyagatma which against the anidam rupah which becomes non self that self which becomes as though non self that chetana that sentient becomes karta bhokta because of that sentiency it becomes karta bhokta karya karana avidya vidha avidya dvaya adharah and it becomes the adhara, it becomes the substratum for both types of avidya, avidya dvaya, two types of avidya. What are those? Karya vidya and karana vidya. Karya and karana vidya, it becomes the adhara, ahankaraspadam, samsari, and it becomes that one which is endowed with the ahankara, ego. And because of endowment with ego, because of the attachment with the ego, because of the identification with this ego, he becomes the samsari, one involved in the samsara. And because of that, sarvanartha sambhara bhajanam, and because of that, he becomes afflicted with all the troubles, all the causes for troubles, the sambhara, samyak bhara, this total heaviness. He becomes this object of this world. Therefore, he becomes the object for all the troubles of the world. That jivatma itretra adhyasa upadanaha, which is because of the this jivatma, the state of jivatma which he has attained because of the itretra adhyasa, superimposition of one on the other, anyonya adhyasa. Itretra adhyasa means anyonya adhyasa, superimposition of mind on the sentient self, the sentient self on the inert mind. Because of this, he has attained the state of jivatva. He has attained the state of jivaness. And tad upadanascha adhyasah. And this sentient and this insentient mind, sentient self and insentient mind, they are superimposed on each other, and because of this you get the adhyasa. And this adhyasa is the cause for tad upadanah cha adhyasah. That is the cause for the further adhyasa. That adhyasa becomes the cause for the further adhyasa, the later adhyasa. So iti anadityat bija ankuravat, and therefore this is anadi. Anadi like bija and ankura. What is the cause for this adhyasa? The previous adhyasa. What is the cause for previous adhyasa? The previous adhyasa. So there is no beginning for this adhyasa. So it is like the bija and ankura. It is like the seed and the sprout. There is no, you cannot fix the beginning. Itre etra ashrayatvam iti uktam bhavati. Therefore it is the it for the seed to come, you have to have the tree. For the tree to be there, you have to have the seed. So they are both in catch 22 situation. That is what is itre etra ashrayatvam. Pramana prameya vyavahara dhridhikritam api shishyahitaya swarupa abhidhana purvakam sarvaloka pratyakshataya adhyasam sudhridhikaroti. Pramana prameya vyavahara dhridhikritam api, the pramana prameya vyavahara, through this the adhyasa is proven very clearly. Adhyasa is possible, adhyasa exists, this is proven. Shishya hitaya, though it is proven, shishya hitaya, for the benefit of the student, swarupa abhidhana purvakam sarvaloka pratyakshataya adhyasam sudhridhi kroti. So swarupa abhidhana purvakam, to point out to his state, his nature, and to give the clarity on this adhyasa, he says evam ayam anadir anantah नैसर्गिको अध्यासः मिथ्याप्रत्ययरूपः कर्तृत्वभोक्तृत्वप्रवर्तकः सर्वलोकप्रत्यक्षः. He points out to himself, the disciple, and says evam, in this way, this, don't think this anadi avidya is somewhere in some place. In this way, this adhyasa, whatever adhyasa takes place, anadir anantah, which is beginningless and which is anantah, which does not have a limit. So that kind of, it is not a, that which does not have an end, because this has an end. Through knowledge, this ignorance destroyed. So ignorance is destroyed. Therefore naisargiko adhyasa, so this adhyasa, which is for time immemorial, that adhyasa is natural, is swabhavika. Mithya pratyarupah, which is of the form of mithya pratyaya. Mithya pratyaya means which is the form of the wrong conclusion, the inexplicable state. Kartrutva bhoktrutva pravartaka, which is the cause for all the doership, experiencership. Sarvaloka pratyaksha, and this is not somewhere, someplace, somebody, for someone. It is for you, it is for everyone. Everyone experiences this. A layman or a knowledgeable one, everyone experiences this adhyasa. So don't think this adhyasa, like people say, oh, he was a very nice man, he died yesterday, oh, he died yesterday, like that they say. as though they will not die someday. So it is not like that. It's not some adhyasa of somebody somewhere. It is your adhyasa. You are in this problem. Asyartha hetoho prahanaya. We'll come to this. Tika. Evam anadir anantaha. Tattva jnana mantrena ashakyam samuchedaha. Anadyanantatve hetruktaha. So, anadi, it is a beginningless. And ananta, it is endless. Why it is endless? Without the knowledge of self, it cannot be destroyed. That is why it is said to be endless. Endless means, without the knowledge of self, it cannot end. And, anadi anantatve heturuktaha, naisargika iti. And what is the cause for this beginninglessness and endlessness? It is because it is naisargika, it is swabhavika, it is natural. Mithya pratyaya rupaha. Mithya pratyayanam, mithya pratyayanam, mithya pratyayanam, rupam anirvachaniyattam, tadyasya satatoktaha anirvachaniya ityartha. Mithya pratyaya rupaha means that inexplicable state. That which is the cause for the inexplicable state. That is the self. That is this adhyasa. Prakritam upasamharati. That which we started to explain, that we are concluding. That which started, now we are concluding. Asya artha hetoho prahanaya. For this anartha hetu, the cause for all the trouble, this adhyasa to prahanaya, to destroy totally. Prakrishtena hanaya, to destroy totally, that is, does not come and trouble us again. What should you do? Atmaikatva vidya pratipattaye sarva sarve vedantaha arabhyante. Atma bhashya. Atma ekatva vidya pratipattaye. Atmaikatva. Atma, the jivatma and paramatma are not dual. The jiva and jivatma are not dual. The atma is not manifold. Atma is one. This vidya, this knowledge, pratipattye, to prove, sarve vedanta arabhyate. So, all the vedanta vakyas start, begin to give you this knowledge that there is no duality in this world. Yathacha ayam arthaha, sarvesham vedantanam, tathavayam, asyam sharirakamimam sayam pradarshishyamaha. Yathacha ayam arthaha. Like it is in this way, since it is in this way, sarvesham vedantanam, of all the, this is the meaning of all the, since it is, this is the meaning of all the Vedanta Vakyas in all the Shruti, Vedanta Vakya, the Shruti Vakya, the Tatpari of the Shruti Vakya is only in this way, it is not in any other way, therefore, tatha vayam, whatever is the meaning, in this way, tatha vayam asyam sharikam, the same meaning, we will explain in this commentary called Sharirakam Imamsa. Sharire bhava iti shariraha. So, that which exists in the shariram eva shariram. That which is the sharira. So, shariram eva shariram tatra nivasi tatra bhava iti shariram. Sharira eva shariram. Akacha shariram. Sharirakam it becomes. So, that which exists in the body, that self. So, sharira mimamsa. Mimamsa means pujita vicharaha. Holy inquiry. This blessed holy inquiry, tarashishyamaha. We will prove, we will show you. Tika. Mithya pratinam. Prakritam upasamharati. Asya anartha hetoho prahanaya. Virodhi pratyayam vina kuto asya prahanamiti. Ityata uktam. So, to destroy this anartha hetu, this cause for all the trouble, for this we start. But without any thought function, any cause cannot be destroyed with the same cause. Anything cannot be destroyed with the same thing. So, you have to use some contradictory cause to destroy it. So, he says, virodhi pratyam, without the contradictory knowledge, వినా వితౌట్ ది కాంట్రడిక్షన్. కుతోస్య ప్రహాణం ఇత్యతః హౌ కెన్ యు డిస్ట్రాయ్ దస్? ఇఫ్ యు సే ఆత్మైకత్వ విద్యా ప్రతిపత్తయే ప్రతిపత్తి ప్రాప్తి తస్య నతు జపమాత్రాయ నాపి కర్మసు ప్రవృత్తయే ఆత్మైకత్వం దిగలిత నిఖిల ప్రపంచత్వం ఆనంద స్వరూపస్య ఆనంద రూపస్య సతః తత్ ప్రతిపత్తిం నిర్విచికిత్సాం భావయంతః వేదాంతా సమూల ఘాతం అధ్యాసం ఉపగ్రంతి ఉపగ్రంతి ప్రతిపత్తి. సి ఆత్మైకత్వ విద్యా ప్రతిపత్తయే. ప్రతిపత్తయే మీన్స్ టు అచీవ్, టు గెయిన్. గెయిన్ వాట్? ఆత్మ ఏకత్వ విద్యా, టు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ నాట్ డ్యువల్, సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ వన్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ అదర్ దన్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ప్రతిపత్తి ప్రాప్తి, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హీ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్. ప్రతిపత్తి మీన్స్ ప్రాప్తి, ప్రతిపత్తి మీన్స్ టు అటైన్. తస్య నతో జపమాత్రాయ, అటైనింగ్ దట్ త్రూ వాట్? నాట్ త్రూ జప, నాట్ త్రూ ఎనీ అదర్ కర్మ. నాపి కర్మసు ప్రవర్తయే, నాట్ టు టు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఫర్ వాట్? టు నాట్ టు డూ జప ఆర్ నాట్ టు పుట్ యూ ఇన్ కర్మ. ఆత్మైకత్వం టు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్, నాన్ డ్యువల్ సెల్ఫ్. ఫర్ హౌ కెన్ దట్ బి? ద హౌ ఇస్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్? విగలిత నిఖిల ప్రపంచత్వం ఆనంద రూపస్య, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ ది ప్రపంచ, విత్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది స్వరూప, విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లిస్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లిస్. అండ్ సతః దట్ సత్, దట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ సత్ బ్లిస్, సత్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ ఆనందం బ్లిస్. సో దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ సచ్చిదానందం తద్ ప్రతిపత్తి. టు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్, టు గెయిన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్? నిర్విచికిత్సా భావయంత, నాలెడ్జ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డౌట్, ఎనీ ట్రబుల్, టోటల్ క్లారిటీ.